It's 8:10. Roy Shoman is with us. Roy wrote Honey from the Rock and Salvation is from the Jews. Roy, welcome back to the Sunrise Morning Show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
As a convert to Catholicism from Judaism, what was your experience of Passover before your conversion?
It's very beautiful because it's the central kind of binding, certainly a central binding family event in Judaism. It's actually, according to Jewish law, it's sort of what incorporates a Jew into the corporate body of the Jews. And so this is tremendous kind of, entering into a people kind of sense to it. But there's also something very sad about it always, because it's full of the messianic expectation. And at the end of the Passover Seder, the children go to the door and throw open the door to see if the prophet Elijah is there. There's a place setting on the Passover table that's unused, that's being held in wait for the prophet Elijah, because the prophet Elijah is going to come to announce the coming of the Messiah. And the Messiah was always thought in Judaism, or taught in Judaism, that the Messiah would come on Passover night. So there's this feeling of joyful expectation, which is always dashed when you open the door and Elijah isn't there, and this isn't the year that the Messiah is going to come on Passover. Yep. So you can imagine the great relief and joy when I discovered that, in fact, the Messiah had come. And not only did he come, in some sense he did in fact come on Passover, as he was prophesied to, in the sense that the crucifixion happened on Passover.
Yeah, we celebrate the Messiah, the coming of Jesus, and of course, this week during Holy Week, we observe his passion and death. I wonder, as you became a Catholic, did you draw a connection between the Mass and Passover right away, or did you find that took some time?
No, well, I drew the connection right away because, of course, the Last Supper was simultaneously a Passover Seder and the first Mass. So that was very apparent to me that, the Last Supper was the point in time at which the 2,000 years of Judaism met, the end of 2,000 years of Judaism met the beginning of 2,000 years of the Catholic Church.
The beginning of the New Testament. How does Catholicism fulfill the Passover more than any other form of Christianity does?
I guess at least two ways. One is Catholic Christianity Catholic Christianity revolves around the Last Supper, in a sense. Catholic Christianity revolves around the Mass. And, only Catholic Christianity revolves around the Mass. And the Mass is the fulfillment of the Passover promise. The Mass, the first Mass was the Last Supper. The first Mass was a Passover Seder. Every time you're present at a Mass, you're present at Calvary, and you're reenacting what Jesus enacted at the first Mass, which was the Last Supper, which was a Passover Seder.
And, of course, on Holy Thursday, we celebrate the Mass of the Lord's Supper. And I wonder if you could describe for us what happens at a Seder dinner, so it might enhance our experience as Catholics as we celebrate the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday.
When one reads the story of the Last Supper in the Gospels, one, as a Jew, can see that it is a Passover Seder. The entire structure of the Seder is reflected implicitly. For instance, the Passover Seder revolves around a ceremonial drinking of four cups of wine at different points in the Seder. There's a first cup, a second cup, a third cup, a fourth cup. And they each symbolize something. And the final fourth cup of wine, which concludes the Seder and celebrates it all, and therefore sort of celebrates the culmination of the Passover, is the cup of wine that Jesus at the Last Supper said declined and said, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until I drink it in the kingdom, because he could not conclude the Passover Seder because the sacrifice had not been completed yet. There is a point at the Passover Seder where one takes the matzah and dips it in this apple mixture and hands it to a loved one, which is the point in the Last Supper where Jesus dipped the morsel and handed it to Judas Iscariot. So in the context of knowing the Passover Seder, when one reads the account of the Last Supper, one sees the unfolding of the Passover Seder before one's eyes at the Last Supper.
Well, I know of some Catholics and other Christians who do observe the Seder with friends, perhaps Jewish friends, and find it to be very helpful in better understanding this celebration of the Passover that Jesus, our Savior, participated in at the Last Supper. Do you think that's a good idea?
I do think it's a good idea. I think it's a very beautiful way to see the transition between Judaism and the Catholic Church, the fulfillment of Judaism in the Catholic Church. And this time of year, I very much enjoy going around to parishes and conducting what I call a Passover Seder in the light of Christ, where I conduct a Jewish Passover Seder according to pretty much the laws of the Jewish Passover Seder, but at various points show the Christological fulfillment of the typology in the Seder that was in fact fulfilled with the life and death of Christ.
Well, I'm sure that that is very special for the parishes and parishioners who are involved as you visit these parishes. And I wonder if you could just share a little bit personally about how Holy Week, what Holy Week means to you as a Catholic who converted from Judaism.
I love going through Holy Week and tuning in each day of the week with what was going on in the life of Jesus that day. Today is called Spy Wednesday in the tradition because it's the day that Judas Iscariot went to, you know, sold out Jesus, you know, went and made the final arrangements to betray Jesus. And so I could follow the week, you know, the day that Jesus cursed the fig tree for not bearing fruit, the day that Jesus taught at the temple, the day that Judas betrayed Jesus, of course, the day of the Last Supper, and so forth, and just try to live as much as possible into what was happening 2,000 years ago in the life of Jesus at this day of Holy Week.
Well, we hope it is a very blessed Holy Week for you, a special Triduum ahead, and of course, a happy Easter to you, Roy Shulman. We appreciate you being with us, and we've linked your books, Honey from the Rock and Salvation is from the Jews, on our blog at sunrisemorningshow.com. Look forward to having you back, Roy. Thank you again.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
All right, Mark Armstrong is with us next, co-author of Amazing Grace for Fathers and columnist for CatholicLane.com. Mark will discuss his pilgrimage to the Shroud of Turin exhibit last year, next on the Sunrise Morning Show on Sacred Heart Catholic Radio.